Hello friends, we are on chapter 5. I have yet another funded facility. In the previous chapter we saw cash credit, and now we will see it is overdraft. What is an overdraft? That is the first thing we are going to understand in this chapter. What is the meaning of an overdraft? Overdraft can be also of various types, so we are also going to understand various types of overdrafts. And we have to also understand various issues pertaining to overdraft. These issues can be peculiar to this particular facility, as it is quite distinct from a cash credit facility. So what is an overdraft? When a customer requires temporary financial accommodation, he may be allowed to withdraw more than the balance in his current account, resulting into indebtedness to the bank. So basically, whenever there is an overdrawing, it results into an overdraft. This indebtedness has to be recovered, and for that reason there are certain ways in which the banker has to inform the borrower to keep his money in such a way that this indebtedness becomes zero. It cannot be allowed to go above a certain limit. This indebtedness may be with security. This indebtedness may be without security. So based on this, we have different names for overdrafts: secured overdraft, unsecured overdraft. Overdraft facility is advantageous to the customer, especially when the customer is required to pay interest only on the amount that is used. So in the cash credit, we saw just like a businessman, whatever money he utilizes out of the cash credit limit, he has to pay interest only on that amount. Likewise, in overdraft also, whatever the money that is overdrawn, customer will have to pay money only and only on that money utilized. That is the biggest advantage, and this disadvantage, we compare it directly with loans, wherein the entire money has to be disbursed and the interest has to be paid on the entire lump sum right from the day one. Overdraft continue as a running account. What do you mean by a running account? Some bankers do set a regular overdraft limit for some borrowers. In such instances, overdraft continues for a period of time, and are running accounts where balances fluctuate from debit to credit and vice versa. Running account simply means borrower can withdraw as well as credit. So once the withdrawal happens, the credit wipes out the debits. Again he can withdraw, again he can credit, and that's how the transaction keeps on running, and hence overdraft account is also called as a running account. If anyone wants to get an overdraft facility, he should know how an overdraft facility is granted. The overdraft facility is granted simply on the basis of an application done by the borrower to the bank. And in turn, for getting this indebtedness overdraft limit granted, the borrower has to execute a promissory note, which becomes an express contract to repay all that the money that is drawn by the borrower. So promissory note is a negotiable instrument which binds the borrower to repay all that has been withdrawn by the borrower through his overdraft account. There are some decisions on overdrafts, like no express oral or written agreement is necessary for an overdraft. The agreement for grant of overdraft facility can be implied from the conduct of the parties. So this is a specific thing which has been established through the decisions, that overdraft can be an express, there is no express oral written agreement necessary for an overdraft. The agreement for the grant of overdraft facility can be implied from the conduct of the parties. How exactly an overdraft agreement will work? An overdraft agreement is between the bank and the borrower, and this will work like a normal contract, and it cannot be terminated by the bank unilaterally. So there are various cases established on this fact also, overdraft facility cannot be terminated unilaterally even though it's a temporary one. The bank has to comply with certain conditions. How is the interest charge on overdraft facility? Interest is calculated on the amount that is overdrawn for the period the overdraft exists. Interest is charged on a monthly basis. The bank can charge compound interest at a monthly rate on overdraft amounts even without an agreement. Again, whenever there is a security offered, what type of security can be offered in an overdraft account? An overdraft is secured by a security, and the security is sanctioned against paper securities. These paper securities can be shares, life insurance policies, mutual fund units, bonds, and any other government securities. If you carefully note in the previous chapter, the cash credit facility was sanctioned against stocks and debtors, whereas in case of overdrafts, we have a wide range of paper securities on basis of which an overdraft facility can be sanctioned. We have two types of overdrafts, secured overdrafts and unsecured overdrafts. What do you mean by secured overdrafts? Secured overdrafts are regular limits which are sanctioned against tangible securities. Securities may be in the form of bank's own time deposits, shares, debentures, government securities, life insurance policies, national savings certificates, units of unit trust of India, hundis, etc. All these paper securities can be used for offering as security for granting a secured overdraft facility. What are unsecured overdrafts? Unsecured overdraft simply means there is no security. Banks provide small amounts as overdrafts to a customer in the form of a temporary accommodation of the parties, certain requirements for which no arrangement has been made in advance. So this type of unsecured overdraft facility is generally granted out of certain contingency, that too for a temporary basis. Since there is no security for the overdraft amount granted, overdrafts are also called as clean overdrafts or temporary or unsecured overdrafts. Thank you.